Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Latimer, founder of Grateful AI. And if you haven't checked us out already, visit openaitraining.com or follow us on Instagram at openaitraining. So excited about this show today. Episode 10, Fun with AI. Quick recap from last episode, episode 9, where we looked at AI failures and lessons learned. I'm thrilled to be here and excited to share some ideas on how to have fun with AI. Let's dive in. I know fun can be totally subjective, but these are going to be different ways that people have been experiencing AI and using it to have fun. Let's start with AI generated art. Artists and programmers are using AI algorithms to generate unique and often surreal art, showcasing the collaboration between human creativity and machine learning. Sure, you can dress your cat up and take a photo, or you can create a lizard skateboarding. Maybe that's fun for you, maybe it's not, but there's a lot of ways that you can create images from your imagination that put a smile on your face and others' faces. AI composed music. AI systems like Ava and JukeDeck compose original music ranging from classical to modern genres. This demonstrates the ability of algorithms to create diverse musical pieces. And imagine creating something beautiful just with a couple of keystrokes and prompts. You can even create your own games with AI-enhanced gaming. People produce infinite worlds. There's a game called No Man's Sky that uses procedural generation to create a vast and diverse series of virtual worlds that are infinite, providing players to explore ever-expanding universes. You can even create virtual influencers with AI. Virtual influencers like Lil Miquela use AI to simulate personalities and engage with real audiences on social media, blurring the line between virtual and real-life celebs. There's the possibility to create really powerful chatbots like Replica and Leverbot that engage users in conversations, offering companionship, humor, even philosophical discussions. This showcases AI's potential for interactive and entertaining dialogue. There's even ways to create memes with AI, generating all kinds of hilarious stuff. AI tools employed to do this can provide captions, alter images, and even contribute to the internet culture at large. AI's capacity for understanding and replicating humor is still being worked on, but everyone finds different things funny. So I'd encourage you to create your own AI memes. You can also use AI to recreate images from your dreams. Google's Deep Dream uses neural networks to enhance and modify images in a trippy and surreal way, creating visually captivating and sometimes bizarre reinterpretations of photos. AI-driven storytelling, a powerful way to come up with something that's going to make someone smile and keep you entertained. AI platforms like ChatGPT are using a really interesting mix of generative and interactive references to create dynamic stories that enable users to participate in creating and reimagining themselves in stories. There's an opportunity to use robot performers. Unlike the Chuck E. Cheese of the past with those animatronics, companies like Boston Dynamics, Spot, Robot Dancing demonstrate the incorporation of AI and robotics in entertainment, bring this fun mix of technology and artistry. Do you like to cook? You can get incredible recipes from AI. mixing the flavors you have in your cupboard or the food you have in your fridge to do just that. AI systems like Chef Watson analyze flavor combinations and create unique recipes, pushing the culinary boundaries and introducing unexpected and delightful food pairings. Want a joke? You can ask AI for a joke in the style of a comedian. You can train AI with reference data from comedians and create new jokes. Comedians and developers have started to fuse and experiment with AI-generated jokes to provide comedic content. There is no telling how funny something can be until you try it. As most people will tell you, delivery is key. So if you are preparing a stand-up set with AI, you are definitely not guaranteed laughs. If you want to be fashionable, you can have AI choose what you wear or even design clothing. The fashion industry is generating innovative avant-garde designs that challenge convention. Styles and trends can come and go. These forward-thinking aesthetics are here to stay. And poetry. Ah, poetry. AI models are using reference poetry to create verses that can be both thought-provoking and whimsical, at the same time showcasing the flexibility of language generation through algorithm. I personally like to use AI to have fun, to write songs, assist in songwriting, and really give me an outlet to creatively express. It's a matter of tweaking. I'll often write a song and focus on a specific verse or try to figure out drilling into the nuance of getting to what I want. And for me to pick up the guitar and work with AI to create music is just so much fun. I love it. There's all kinds of things that you can use AI for, and I encourage you to get interactive. Try to create your own games. Get ideas for games. Get ideas for games from objects you have around you. There is no telling what you can do until you give it a try. You can write stories. You can write stories that include your kids. You can create a song for your mom on her birthday. You can do almost anything when it comes to text, images, voice, speech, music, and incorporating popular media, artists in the public domain, fictional characters, futuristic superheroes, you name it. There are opportunities to write, explore, engage, laugh, play, dance. All you have to do is ask. You can never get bored if you're creative. I want to encourage you to share your fun experiences with AI. What do you do that lights you up with AI? What kind of stories, anecdotes, AI-related games that you've enjoyed or created? When you have a chance, visit us at openai.com and follow us on Instagram at openaitraining. I would love to hear your thoughts and see what you're up to. This has been episode 10 of the AI Training Podcast. I want to express my gratitude for your support throughout this series and looking forward to creating many more of these magical moments with you. I could not do this without you. You are the reason I am here. And again, I want to remind you to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review if you're feeling called to it, and share your favorite episodes with your friends. This has been the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer, the host of the show and the founder of Grateful AI. I'd be good when you could be grateful. I love you.